Is it better to be 1 out of 100 or to be closer to the 100? Well, if you're in the majority, you may get your way. And others might think and act like you. But you also may forget who you are. On the other hand, if you're that one small voice, you may be drowned out, even pushed aside. But then again, you may be as firm as ever in your identity. You know, the church in its history has had times when it has been that dominant voice, leading the conversation, guiding the direction. But it has also had its time of being small, marginalized. And the scriptures prepare us for the advantages and disadvantages of both. God said to Isaiah in the first reading, I will spread prosperity over her like a river. And yet in Jesus' own time, the laborers were few, and they were like lambs among wolves. And our Catholic history in the United States is no different. And so as we mark another year of independence, one could ask whether we are conscious of the advantages and the disadvantages of being the many or being the few. On July 4th, 1776, the Catholic population of the newly created United States of America was about 25,000 out of a total population of 2.5 million. That's right, only 1 out of every 100 Americans was Catholic. Literally, 1 out of 100. Now, that dynamic has changed over the course of our history in the United States. Experts would point to many factors, but there are two that stand out, one of which was immigration, which changed the literal numbers of Catholics from Ireland, Italy, Germany, Latin America. And one of the second main factors that's pointed to is life in the United States after World War II, where thousands of people came back from the war and everyone could go to college. Didn't matter if you were Catholic or not. The great equalizer, some called it. Some would observe that perhaps in our day, we're moving back in the direction of that small, marginalized voice. We will see. However, that's not just a chronological reality. Even in any given time, in different parts of the country, there are places where the Catholic faith is more present, more visible than in other places. I mean, historically, living your Catholic faith in Sublette was very different from living your Catholic faith in Spearville. Some of you are from those places. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But the key point, which is what Jesus was preparing his disciples for when he sent them off 2 by 2, is that there are advantages and disadvantages in both situations. You know, one might say, well, of course it's better to be the dominant force, leading in culture and leading in society, right? Well, there are certainly advantages to that. In those times and places, the world revolves around the faith. You know, businesses shut down for feast days. There are public displays around town of the faith. Catholic colleges and Catholic hospitals and Catholic politicians lead the way. advantages. But the danger is that one can become too comfortable with the faith and begin to lose their identity. Those very colleges and hospitals and politicians can forget what it means to be Catholic. We take our faith for granted. Yet you might say, but who would want to be that small minority voice? Who would want that situation? And to be clear, being 1 in 100 has obvious disadvantages, as it did in 1776. There was only one Catholic allowed to sign the Declaration of Independence. You don't have very much to say in the decisions that are made. You don't have very much to say in the direction that is taken. When you're just a small voice, your voice might be marginalized, even oppressed. And yet it is sometimes in those occasions when you find the strongest faith. You can't just go with the flow. You have to take it to heart. You know, there are those of us here who have 5 options for Mass every weekend, and we barely drive 2 miles to get to Mass. No. I've always said that those coming to Mass every weekend from Montezuma and Mineola and Copeland and Ensign and Buckland, and you deserve a reward. You have to put gas in your car and get up early. Or those people who serve in small, tiny parishes. You take your turn cutting the grass and serving on the parish council and teaching First Communion class. And why do you do all that? Because you're it. You can't hitch a ride on someone else's wagon. So you have to make the faith your own. Sometimes the 72 disciples had a tremendous following. And sometimes it might have just been two. But though the circumstances were different, their goal was always the same. Their psalm was our psalm. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.